U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell says in general the Black Hills is faring much better than other areas of the Mountain West, also suffering an onslaught of beetles. He gives high praise to industry and government groups in the hills who are cooperating in the fight.
People have come together and, in my view, have taken this concept of collaboration and taken it to a different level, to a level where you have the state and you have the counties, you have interest groups, you have industry that are working together for a common goal. And I'll tell you, this is the model that we need to replicate across the country.
During a roundtable meeting, many in the timber industry expressed concern about further cuts to Forest Service funding. Industry groups say the Forest Service needs proper resources to broaden its scope in the fight against the beetles. For her part, Republican Congresswoman Kristi Noem affirmed her commitment to making sure those resources are available.
But if that sequestration cut goes into effect again and we see less dollars coming into the hills, we've got to really scramble to make sure that we're able to replace those funds and make sure that we can keep the full force out there that we've had in the past.
Noem says Chief Tidwell has done a good job in prioritizing agency funds at critical issues like pine beetles in the Black Hills. For his part, Tidwell points out that climate change is exacerbating both the pine beetle infestation and wildfires. He says this puts even more strain on the Forest Service budget. Tidwell adds that a proactive approach on the ground can help forests better survive a changing climate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.